Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 31st. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny and three quarters, closing at 381 and a quarter. March beans down 3¾ cents, closing at 872 and a half. And March wheat down 6¾ cents, closing at 553 and three quarters. Fairly quiet day in the beans. We basically had a 4 cent range. Corn had a 4 cent range. Wheat had a bigger range, 9 cents, but really kind of a quiet day except for the wheat market. The Dow Jones is in the tubes. It's down 553 points. Just one interesting note, since President Trump was elected, every January has seen a higher monthly close, except for this one, unless we rally a couple hundred points in the last couple hours, which I suppose is possible. But they always say, as the stock market goes in January, so it goes for the rest of the year. So we'll have to see how that plays out. You know, the beans were under pressure mainly because of the oil. Oil was down, closed down 69 ticks, under 30 cents for the first time since October, closed at 29.94. The funds, I think, are still long. Most people have them long 70,000 to 80,000 contracts. I don't think it's that much. I think it's 40,000. I think it'll show up around 70,000 on the commitment of traders reports, but it doesn't take in Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday's action out here. So I think they're less long than most would have them, but they put an awful lot of pressure on this market. I think they've lost a fortune in this bean oil market. The beans, really, I think that's really been the problem with these beans the last couple of days. They've broken the oil over 5 cents. That's worth about 50 cents in the beans, and I really think that's a good part of what's going on out here. Now, Sunday night, we're going to have the Chinese stock market open for the first time. Everybody expects it to be a disaster. I think it's going to be pretty bad. I wouldn't buy it in the first 5 minutes, I don't think, but I think this whole thing is overdone. Maybe worse in China than it is here. And, you know, I think less people are going to be eating out in China. And that, you know, is certainly going to have an impact. But I think when it's all said and done, this is not as bad for the time being as, you know, some of the SARS virus and some of the other things that we've seen out here. So hopefully we're going to make some lows Sunday night or Monday, the first Monday of the month, and maybe try to rally it after that. I just don't want to get bearish anything down here. The corn's only a dime, 11 cents away from its high close of this leg of the move. Wheat's, I don't know, about 20 cents off the highs, high close. So I'm just not that bearish out here. You know, the beans have let it down. Again, I think it's just been the bean oil liquidation. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.